There's a show that I did not know existed, but I'm excited about. Barbecue Brawl and Barbecue USA. Yeah.
Candace is well aware of these shows.
Yeah, oh, I love the Food Network.
This one's premiering, but I had no idea it was coming up that this show, something like this, existed. But we're going to be speaking with Sunny Anderson about brand new seasons of Barbecue Brawl and Barbecue USA. That one premiering back to back this Monday. Hang tight.
Oh! All right, Sunny Anderson is on the phone with us right now from the Food Network. Sunny, good morning.
Morning.
We were just discussing, Sunny, the fact I've spent most of my life in the South, and when you say barbecue competition, I immediately think them's fighting words.
I mean, I think them's fighting words too, because I spent a lot of time in the South.
Yep.
So I know Bobby's an Iron Chef, and Ann, she won last season. She's an Iron Chef, and I'm a home cook, but I'm here to win. I'm here to show these fools what it's all about.
That's the attitude.
So
reductions in their foams and their craziness at the grill.
Wow, I like that. We were just discussing the difference between, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, East, West. You know, throughout the South, you've got different regions. Is there a Sunny style? Is there one particular that you prefer? Do you have a style of barbecue that is your favorite?
I do, actually. You know, it's an amalgam of three, right? Because I lived in all three. I lived in Texas, North and South Carolina.
Oh, man.
So if you add that, like, tartness that you get, the sweetness that you get from North and South Carolina, but then that smoky vibe, and maybe throw it on some brisket, I mean, I'm in heaven. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're in California this season, which I had never even thought of California as being a barbecue place. You know, we'd all heard of, like, you know, Kansas and Memphis and things of that nature. But being in California, I learned, like, you know, and at 48, it's nice to learn, right? It's nice to, you know,
sure.
You think you know everything, but you really don't, especially when there's food involved. There's so many different things. But so we focused on California barbecue. And they have a Santa Maria grill. Have you guys ever seen one of these things before?
No.
No, this is all new information for me.
It looks like some kind of, like, medieval ancient apparatus. but it was invented and popularized in Cali. And it's literally just a huge grill that you can, like, lower the boom, if you will, with, like, this crank. You know, you're on the side cranking it with the chains and everything.
Yeah.
It feels super cool to cook with. I think everyone's going to want one when they watch Barbecue Brawl.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Lots of fun, and we made lots of different types of barbecue.
Man, it sounds like it. What part of California are you in? Where did this, what part of the state did this come from?
So we were in Northern California. We flew into San Francisco, and it was in this area close to Half Moon Bay. So really beautiful scenery, horses everywhere. We were on a horse farm, and it was just, you know, it was a lot of fun. We were obviously so close to the water. We got a lot of fresh fish and seafood, so some of the challenges, we feature local ingredients, and even one of the challenges, we have the locals come in and enjoy a barbecue where each of the teams cooked for the locals, so it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Now, Sunny, I'm looking at, I googled the Santa Maria Grill. Immediately, I want one. You're right. It looks like medieval. Looks like the rack or something like that. It's got wheels. Grills are going up and down. So if I watch on Monday, I'm going to see the Santa Maria Grill in action.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Listen, I walked in, and I immediately was like, what is that? I have no shame in my not knowing game, you know. But, you know, and a couple of the chefs that we had, you know, the competitors are from all over the country. A couple of them had never seen it before either. And then there are obviously some Californians that were like, are you kidding me? Let me show you how this thing works. Yeah. So in addition to that, you know, we use the typical kettle grills, and we also, on some challenges, have different cooking apparatus that I just won't go into because I think that they're secrets. But some things are coming up that are like, what? You cooked with a what? You know, you did what?
Awesome. Sonny, what's the last dish you had that you'd like never even heard of? What's the last how did this ever elude my radar before now thing you ate? What comes to mind?
Oh wow, you know what? I just looked at it. It's not a dish, but it's an ingredient that rocked my world, and it was on this show. I'm talking to you guys in my pantry because it's where I can stay away.
Perfect.
Oh, Jesus. It's so loud out there. It's vinegar powder. Have you ever heard of white vinegar powder?
No.
Okay, well, let me just tell you. It's one of the most used ingredients on Barbecue Brawl. These chefs that are coming from all over the place, like I said, were obsessed with it. And we used it for a couple of things. And I thought, I have got to get this in my life. So I just went on Amazon and I bought it in one of those big canisters. But I use it on things like, you know, I'll fry up some French fries. I'll just shake it on the French fries with like some salt. And it gives you that salt and vinegar vibe, you know? You can put it into rubs for chicken or fish. Vinegar powder, play with it.
Wow. All right. I've put it down on my list of things, vinegar powder. You grew up bouncing all over the place as an Army brat. When did you start to figure, I'm kind of into food. I like more than just, you know, a bowl of cereal in a day.
Well, yeah. I mean, I left home, right? Because my mom, she was an amazing cook. My dad was as well. And when I joined the Air Force at 18, and moved to Korea, it was like, I gotta figure this out because I don't want to eat at the mess hall every day. And right. I was in radio, so my hours were really weird. It's not like, you know, when you get off at 2 in the morning, you can go to the mess hall and get something to eat. So I had to figure it out. So I spent a lot of time, you know, calling home and asking my mom and dad where to find things at the grocery store, how to cook things, because, you know, even growing up, my mom didn't let me in the kitchen much. It was kind of her domain, you know.
Sure. Well, going to Korea at that age, that can be pretty daunting and intimidating for a lot of reasons, especially with food. Did you get into the Korean cuisine?
100%. Yeah, I was in Seoul, Korea, at a base called Yongsan, and just outside of the base was a little Americanized area called Itaewon. And pretty much from the night that I got there to the end, you know, we were off base eating, drinking, enjoying the local economy. I've been back for a book tour. I wanted to go back to the military base and visit the former, you know, military members. And I loved it. I love food. And I grew up in the military with my parents moving around. And everywhere we lived, they liked to go off base and eat the local food. So it's kind of how I ended up, I think, in a food career by accident. And that I love to eat. So I like to cook. And I like to talk.
Yeah, you make me want to cook. I just watched you make this really bomb, like, roasted tomato soup with the melty cheese bread. It was so, like, it's just, it was really fun watching you make that because it seems so easy. But seeing that you can do it makes me believe I can do it.
Well, you know, I just put a recipe up the other day before 4th of July, and I'm like, listen, it's foolproof. Not like I'm not calling you a fool, but, you know, truthfully, if I can do it, right, and I'm super basic, you know, if you see me do it, rest assured you can do it, right? There is no trickery. There's no, I'm not doing any magician stuff. You know, I'm not ashamed to say things like I know how to make rice, but I also love buying that microwave packet of rice and adding stuff to it to make it look like I did something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, sure.
A good shortcut gets food on the dinner or table every day.
Sonny Anderson's with us on the KQ Morning Show this Monday, July 10th. Brand new seasons of Barbecue Brawl and Barbecue USA premiere back to back. Barbecue Brawl, a 10-episode competition series with Bobby Flay, Amberell. Sonny Anderson will be coaching 12 pitmasters from across the country to determine who will be named the Master of Q. I can damn well guarantee you that whoever comes in last place would blow me away with whatever they're making. I would happily take the loser's barbecue for life.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see who's going to actually win this thing. Senny, thank you so much for taking the time. It's great to talk with you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Just so you know, I grazed the entire time. I ate it all, honey.
I hope you don't mind that I say I completely assumed that would be the case. I'd be disappointed with anything else.
Word.
All right. Thanks, honey.
I love
her. All right. I'll take care.
See ya. Man,
I wish you had that pantry echo in there, that pantry reverb.
I would get in so much trouble. Well, I wouldn't get in trouble. I would just put on 30 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Putting together 10 episodes of barbecue competition, I would strap on a feed bag in pre-production and not remove it until post-production had wrapped.
Can you imagine being on the crew? Because every time they make these things, I saw a couple of, I think it's season 4 or 5, I forget now, but I remember season 2, channel surfing, finding it and going, oh yeah, this is fantastic barbecue. And everyone makes the big barbecue. They fill it up, you know?
Yep.
The grill, it's full, and you're thinking, okay, now it's cut, we got it, and the judges come over and they have a little bite, you know, a little plate full. I'm like, you know that crew is just feasting.
What's left over?